It's just too big of a file for it to open up.
Ladies and gentlemen, just give us a few, we're having some internet problems here.
Good. Everybody good down there? Good.
All right, I think we're good to go. I will now call May 20th, 2024, Sussex County Board of Adjustment to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Are there any changes to the agenda this evening?
Not at this time.
Motion to agenda.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williams?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Me too. So the vote of 5-0, tonight's agenda has been approved. Minutes for March 8, 2024 meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I will make a motion to minutes for March 18, 2024.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I too. A vote of 5-0, the minutes for March 18th, 2024 have been approved. Findings of fact for March
18th, 2024. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to findings of facts for March 18th, 2024.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
And I too. So a vote of 5-0, the findings of fact for March 18th, 2024 have been approved.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening and to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest hearing conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct this in an orderly fashion, take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, or source of income. Public comments made on this bias and stereotypes concerning people in these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward to meet in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present evidence or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the app to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception, because the standards can be found on the table in the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions or other questions, must first be directed to the board. The board may then direct them to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public closed, and the case will be voted on our table for consideration after meeting. If you're here for a case listed under old business, please understand that no testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open in the previous hearing. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening or remain online to view deliberation and the agenda, or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. The proceedings are available to be viewed live on the internet. If the board makes a decision this evening, please be advised that that decision will not be final until the written facts are approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any applicant to file it prior to the filing of the written findings of fact and of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For those of you who have a cell phone, we ask that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting. And that when you come up to the podium, there's a button at the microphone. Make sure when you hit it that the light is green. That indicates that it is on. If it's on red, it's not.